In a normal year, a fisherman leaving Unalaska just 3 months into pollock bee season would probably be a happy guy who wrapped up fishing early. But this hasn't been a normal year. For most of August, catcher vessels have been idling at the docks. Some of the boats that have gone out are taking much longer trips than usual and only coming back half full of pollock. Now, things look bad enough that some boats are even taking a break from fishing and sending their crews home. Scott Bingen fishes on the Starlight, and he flew out of the Unalaska airport on Tuesday afternoon.
We've been sitting in town for like 10 days, and they made the call to send us home. You know, could be 3 weeks, could be, we might not be back till next year. So I think they are of the understanding that there's really nothing to catch out there right now.
The Starlight, along with three other boats under the same management, planned to give fishing a go again in October. But with the cost of fuel, the wear and tear on the boats, and the low prices for pollock, fishing just hasn't been profitable. That's been a big surprise since pollock fishing was supposed to improve this year. The total allowable catch for this year was set at 1.2 million metric tons, over 50% more than what it was in 2010. Unless conditions change dramatically, it looks like the rebound might not be as large as models predicted. So far, only 60% of the season allocation has been harvested by all sectors, with only 2 months of fishing left to go. Bingen says that's not for lack of trying.
You might have been able to use that argument maybe 15, 20 years ago if this had happened, but I mean, the efficiency of this fleet out is really, it's amazing, and, you know, some would argue perhaps too efficient. I mean, you know, people know where to go. They've got the gear, the horsepower to catch it. I mean, I think that's a big problem with underestimating the capacity and the experience of this fleet. Is if there's fish out there, they're going to find it.
Members of the pollock fleet aren't just worried about their bottom line this year. They're also worried about what's going on with the pollock stock, and some have questioned the raising of the pollock quota. When Senator Lisa Murkowski visited Unalaska last week, she spoke to about a dozen fishermen about this issue. She says that she was struck by their calls for more conservative management of the pollock fishery.
These are fishermen who, by all rights, should be saying, I'm in it for the highest value dollar for me. But that was not their perspective. Their perspective was, we need to make sure that we are wisely managing these fisheries. We're concerned that this decision is not a wise decision for the future of the sustainable fisheries. That's the type of leadership that we want to see within our fisheries. Them questioning some of the decisions right now, I do think is clearly appropriate. They're looking for the long term. We all should be.
The National Marine Fisheries Service will be releasing their assessment of the coming year's allowable biological catch for pollock later this fall. Last year, they had it projected at 1.6 million metric tons. In Unalaska, I'm Alexander Gutierrez.